People, welcome again to another edition of the Walking Dead Recap, whatever, what do we even call this show? Is it the Walking Dead Recap, Walking Dead Review?
It's the Spoiled Dead.
CJ called it, the Spoiling...
Spoiling Walking?
Dead? The Walking Spoiled. That's what he called it on Do the Bear.
Yeah, Walking Spoiled. I like that.
I like this. The Walking Spoiled. Yes, people. With your host from the Dragon Wolf podcast and Movie Spoilers, which we'll get into. Hopefully he gets his cereal later, or is he's off accepting his award, is he, by now?
Already.
Hey, he's busy writing
his acceptance speech.
We'll throw that out there right now very quickly. People, when he gets here, I'm sure he'll talk about it, but P1 himself from MovieSpoilers.com was nominated for a podcast award. Go over and vote for the poor guy because he needs it. He needs all this.
Thanks to you people out there. If you people out there made him where he is.
Well, where else would he be without you guys? He would be in a gutter shooting heroin in his dick, you know, because...
Having sex with prostitutes and hookers left and right.
Shooting heroin in his dick.
Well, that's what happened.
How your mind just goes right there.
No, haven't you?
Right there.
When people's veins go in their arms, they shoot them in the dick.
Right. And you know P1. You know he's the one that would do that. He would totally put heroin in his
You don't want to see all the trail marks of all the heroin shots. So you got to put it in a place where people can't see it.
Oh, Wayne, you're being too nice. He would put needles in his dick just to do it. So.
It's like people who take cocaine in the ass because their noses are fucked.
What?
I have no idea what this has with the Walking Dead people.
Yeah, there we go.
What is this?
I do want to apologize to people to begin with because my voice, last night I sounded like Christian Bale from Batman. It was a worry. So I'm actually quarantined from the rest of the group here in Australia. I've been locked away in my room while everyone else is safely in America and Canada and LA. And where the hell are you, CJ, at the moment anyway?
Somewhere.
But the Walking, what episode? We have to, episode 3?
We are on episode 3.
Let me just start off with saying, fuck you, CJ, for spoiling this, you son of a bitch. That's one show down. Oh, I've got two shows to say.
God damn it.
I was actually going to edit myself and do the bear. Come in and just say, fuck you, CJ, and that's it.
Shut up.
Just so I can have it on all the shows, because people, you picked it, I'll give you that. But then again, how do you know she's telling the truth? How do you know that people... Dan, we'll start at the end of the show. How about we just spoil the end of it?
The end?
Supposedly Carol is the one who burnt... Or who killed... was it Karen and David? And then set their asses on fire. Now, do you believe she's even capable of doing that?
Yes!
Well, come with it. There you go. There's the answer.
Of course. Of course she's capable of it.
I'm throwing it out here now. She's covering for Daryl. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
No, she's not covering for Daryl. Of course she loves Daryl. Everybody loves Daryl. Fucking Rick loves Daryl. Michelle wants to dick Daryl. Like, everybody wants the penis in Daryl.
Even
Tyrese wants his dick in
Daryl. Tyrese just wanted to have that little struggle with him because he wanted to get a hold of Daryl and say, oh, this guy, I can't punch this pretty boy. I punch shit out of Rick, though.
Oh, she punches Rick twice and then Rick just loses it.
I'm sorry that Tyrese hits you, your ass is going down. I don't care. Rick's a scrawny motherfucker.
Rick's a fucking badass though. He didn't even go completely down. He took a deep breath.
He's gonna be onto this. Go on.
Rick is a cop, so he has police brutality powers. And that Trump.
It's like Rodney King.
He's a white cop too, CJ. He's a white cop. Remember that.
Cop beating a black man.
If he's a cop, how the hell did he find out that Carol even did this? Cause there was really, I mean, he went into his Batman detective mode very quickly, but it didn't really show any evidence of how he discovered how Carol did this.
Well, obviously he listened to Spoiled Dead last week, and that's the reason why he knows.
That's what he was listening to with his headphones in the first episode.
Exactly.
He's like, oh, this is a good show, this.
That's a great show. Maybe you should vote for it on the podcast awards.
Yeah, well, we're not going to get nominated.
No, but you know what? No, I totally agree with you. I don't know what kind of clues that he had, because all he did was just walk outside.
He saw the handprint. Look to say, like, didn't he?
Yeah, he just saw somebody drag the body. Like, and,
he saw what everyone else saw, but he also, okay, we have the world's greatest detectives. Obviously, Batman.
Yes.
Lee from The Walking Dead video game, the Telltale games, and Rick Grimes. They're the greatest detectives of all time. Sherlock, oh, come on.
Sherlock Holmes?
Sherlock Holmes.
Death Note, you have L.
Yeah, that's true. But, you played the Telltale games?
Yes, I did.
You know how Lee just out of a sudden just like, you did it, or you, like, just all of a sudden just knows?
It's because Clementine's got psychic abilities that channels it through Lee.
It's because they're the world's greatest detectives. Rick is one of them.
You know the sequel to that game is going to be very short because she's just going to die in the first 2 minutes because Lee's not around to protect her ass.
God damn it. Anyway, let's not bring Clementine to this.
Did you see the preview? They had a promotional photo of that with her hat and it's just got blood on it. It just says season 2 is coming or something.
Yeah. That's her wiping off the blood off her chin because, you know, she's a badass. Useless, now.
Loses her hat and shit and cries about it.
Are you kidding me? Michonne changed her name from Clementine. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Michonne don't mess around. No. Her and Daryl are like the two baddest motherfuckers out there.
I saw a really cool picture of The Walking Dead, just the two universes. It was the picture of Clementine looking into the distance at those two people, those two figures.
Yeah.
And then it zooms in and it's Michonne and Daryl.
See, that'd be awesome. I mean,
and I'm like,
do you think they're gonna bring her? I reckon I'll bring her into the show.
Oh, they got her. They gotta mention it. Oh, speaking of which, I think they threw in a very, two great references to the Telltale games. I know none of you guys really notice this stuff, but I do. The walker with the bear trap on her leg. Remember in, episode?
Oh, Jesus Christ, you make connections. I didn't even think of that.
She worked with me with Dragon Ball Z.
This is my stuff, you guys.
I think you are Sherlock Holmes. I think you see all the shoes.
I'm the world's greatest detective.
Yeah, I didn't even pick up on that. What was the other
one? Okay, when everybody's driving through the, you know, that when they get swarmed by the horde.
That was awesome.
And it pulls back, and there's the train. Do you not remember in one of the episodes, they have to quickly get away from that train, from a giant horde?
Jesus Christ, how do you pick up on this shit?
I just see
that giant horde of all these fucking walkers.
Yeah. It's black. It reminded me of like scenes from Lord of the Rings. Remember the war scenes where they just pan out and just
army of zombies.
Scenes, and it's just like, oh my god, run away.
And the one stupid person has to be the black man sitting in the car while they're all fucking jumping out.
You know, he was pouting too.
Yeah, he's got a death wish. He's just all pouty. My girlfriend's dead. My sister's sick.
Yeah, we had him man up and do what he has to do. I mean, even Daryl is so man enough, he climbs through the roof. He doesn't even get through the fucking doors. He just pops the roof open, starts fucking crossbowing walkers, and then runs his ass away.
Tyrese, just out of nowhere, once he fucking gets out, you see him get swarmed, and you're like, no, he's gonna die, The next thing
You see him.
You know why he ain't dead? Because he's on the banner with Michonne. Chris,
Rick. The reason why you guys knew that he wasn't gonna die was because I think, you know, that showed like a homage to the comic when, you know, spoiler alert if you're really reading the comic, that, you know, it was a scene where he was in a gym and the same thing happened. A horde of zombies just start pouring in on top of him and they closed the door and they locked it and then they came back like, 4 hours later and then they see him like sitting on the top of a mountain of zombies with only his hammer. So when you start seeing all those zombies starting to come on top of him, I say, okay, this is that scene.
It's hammer time.
Yeah, you just see him. He's just a fucking machine. You know how Daryl goes crazy and Michonne just, they're like, Daryl and they're just killing walkers so efficiently.
Hanging out hammers like he was an Oprah. Like, you get a hammer, you get a hammer, you get a hammer.
But I mean, it was crazy. The thing is, you would never mess with him in a hand to hand combat. That's why I don't believe Rick could have taken him out with a couple of punches. Exactly. I'm sorry. Exactly.
But me and CJ cracked the code on that one. Rick is a white police officer from Atlanta, and Tyrese is a black man.
Yeah, so people, he's the one who beat up Rodney King that time. We all know that.
Yeah.
We all know that shit. You know what? What were you gonna say?
I said, that's all black men, kryptonite. A cop.
A white cop.
Beating on you.
It could be worse. It could be Carl. I mean, he's starting to get gun happy again.
Oh, yeah.
I love that scene with him and Herschel. The weird thing is, like, you never thought those two would have, like, any kind of chemistry as a story, but they actually do. Really cool.
I was afraid that Carl was gonna pull his gun on Herschel, like, get your old ass back in that room, old man. You know, like, I ain't taking this shit from a little kid.
Subtle scene of where he pulls the gun on the walk and he just says, you don't need to do this, or whatever he said.
Right.
Even Carl's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
I would love to see that walk back, and then he said, you don't need to do this. So you have Herschel walking and a zombie catching up because he's not that bad.
Guess, well, you know, they walking side by side. I don't need to do this.
Yeah. Bullshit. Shoot that motherfucker. And that's one thing too about Carl. You know, I don't know. I don't know if he's still in the clear, because like we were talking earlier about, what's her name? Carol. You know, yes, she was the one who burned the bodies.
Judging her yet. I'm
waiting. No, I'm not judging.
I'm waiting for the evidence to come out.
She did it. But we don't know if she's the one who are feeding the rats to the zombies. Why would she do that?
No, Carol would never do that, because you know what? She sees the walker as a threat to the people that she cares about the most now. So she will never, ever have any sympathy for walkers. She'll destroy them.
Like, when she killed Carol and Daryl before burning them, we don't know if they've even turned by
that. They did turn, no. No, we do know, because they already had the blood tracks, and they already had the symptom that the same, what's his name?
Yeah, she killed them, but did she kill them after they turned? Or had
she probably killed them afterwards.
So then what's the big deal?
Well, the big deal was that, you know, people have that's the emotional thing. You know, Tyrese still had emotion towards it. He still wanted to see his final goodbyes.
Whoa, you know, bad luck.
I know. See, that's the thing. That's the whole thing about why you're not going to judge her, and why what she did is, you know, either good nor bad. You know, it's a moot point. I mean, to us, she did something that was common sense. They turn, you kill them, you take them out. But, you know, to other people, it's like, no, that's because they turn. Let's give them a proper burial or proper this and that. That's what Tyrese probably wanted. He probably wanted to see her and took it in that, okay, these are the people I love. They're not here anymore. Let me get rid of her. Let me kill her. And you know, but what he saw was a dead, burned girlfriend.
I think they're kind of pushing that too much. That, I mean, yeah, they had a couple of months together, but he's really overreacting. I mean, yeah, losing someone you care about, like when Rick lost Laurie, they were husband and wife together for years, you know? So,
yeah.
Hey.
Whereas he's only,
no, and they, and they found each other again after death. Right.
Hey, I mean, come on, Wayne.
Becoming so fucked up over that. Or even Daryl losing Merle, you know.
You go a few years without getting some, and then you finally get that one girl that's about to give you some, and she's really hot. All of a sudden she dies?
Tyrese is
a big, nice guy.
He's a big black man. He probably rapes women all the time. No. I know that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, he's a big, nice guy. He's a softy. Like you guys have said,
exactly.
He's a softy.
Soft.
He ain't getting none. He ain't getting any.
Too soft.
He is not. He had to wait till the apocalypse just to be able to get a girl to look his way.
Come on.
That's exactly what happened.
He is you, I'm telling you. He is you.
Exactly. That's exactly why I'm saying this.
He's too friendly. When pushed,
I'm not getting none. I haven't got any for a while, so I'm waiting for when the zombie apocalypse does happen, you know, they can weigh their options.
You will definitely be tolerated without a doubt. Cause you're like the calm character, but you hurt someone you care about, then you pull that fuck. If you pull a hammer out, I'm running. And Max JJ can be Rick.
His picture, like Craig drew him with a hammer.
Oh.
Oh, yes. No.
They will, you haven't seen the artwork for Dragon Wolf yet. That is correct. You are turning into Tyrese. Maybe we need Craig to actually draw all of us up as walkers with P1 and all of us.
Well, you won't have to draw me as a walker. I'll look like a clicker in a couple of days.
Oh, yes. We can get another thing. Halloween, of course. Halloween is upon us. Devil's Night.
Yeah. Now, speaking of messing up your faces, you know, do you see Tyrese's face? What do you guys think about the makeup and the aesthetics of Tyrese's face? Do you think it was believable?
I love the makeup on the show. Yeah. I must say. Why, would you think it was over the top?
No. I agree. The best thing about this whole Walking Dead, in my opinion, is the effects.
Yeah.
Except for blood. They can't do splatter blood.
CG,
you know, they
blood,
do that.
Everything's CG blood. It always has been.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but if you ignore the CG blood, they have some really great horror effects. Even for a guy like myself who's not into horror or zombies or anything of that nature, I appreciate the art.
Yeah, like, I mean, when Michonne's running through slicing half the heads off, it looks great.
It does.
Well, that's CG.
Yeah, I mean, CG, I mean, I prefer to be practical, but for a show like this, I can understand why practical isn't always going to work. Like, with
The practical, there's so much practical effects happening in this show. That scene where Herschel and Carl in the forest see that walker trapped by the tree. That is all makeup. That is a puppet. That is a controlled puppet.
Yeah. That looks great.
It moves realistically.
Carl should have shot that one.
Waste the bullets. Waste the bullets. Crush it with your boot.
Yeah, you should have grabbed Herschel's leg and start smacking the shit out of it.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, let's give the audience more reason to see that Carl's really a psychotic, messed up individual.
I love the fact that Carl's kind of psychotic. He's the mix between Shane and Rick. You don't know where he's going to go down, what line he's going to follow. You know, it's something like he would agree, even season two, you could see he would agree with Shane with some of his decisions, but then he was also like Rick at times thinking, well, I've got to do the right thing and stand strong and, protect the people I care about. But then, Shane also would have kept Laurie alive probably, so.
No, that's not true. I mean, come on now. He was with Laurie at the time. He had an opportunity to do the Shane part, and there was really nothing you can do. When there's a baby coming out of a vagina, then there's nothing you can do about that.
Coming out of a vagina compared to coming out where else?
The stomach.
Yeah, you're pretty helpless when it comes down to something like that. There's nothing you can do.
Even if
during childbirth, you can't.
Yeah. Even if the baby died inside of her, the body's still gonna try to get rid of it. So
That with a baby dying inside, Laura even brings it up. What happens if the baby died inside? It would turn into a walker and would eat. Yeah, that's why. I mean, that, I love you. That it's just crazy. I'd love to see him do that.
They may do that with who knows, the next person who get pregnant.
Well,
then
CJ, they listen to this show because you already told them that Carol is going to be the one who set their asses on fire.
Hell yeah!
Throw out another prediction for this week. What is going to be your big prediction that you think is going to happen? The CJ Bear prediction.
They're going to see some more zombies.
Oh well. Thank God for that one.
Yeah, the next thing is, the next prediction is somebody else is the person who's feeding the rats. A lot of my coworkers that I go to at work, they believe it's that, the black guy who was the alcoholic. What? I think even
Bob Soki? Really?
Black man for everything.
Yeah, they think he's the
I'm telling you, the one that Carol's fucking got along with.
It was not the little girl because she had a flashlight and everything. And anyway,
yes,
why would she feed the rats?
Use flashlights. We all know that.
I'm not saying that, but why would she feed the rats and then leave it right there?
She was naming them.
They were baiting. She was that whoever that person was baiting the rats to this one particular side. It's one thing if she would have gave him through it, but you don't get the head bitten off and then leave the other body part.
Do you think that like someone's working for the governor still or some shit?
Not really.
No, because the governor's fucking running fucking scared right now.
Oh, but who says he is? That's the thing.
He's totally running scared. Hair. He has nothing.
I think the governor was that he's Herschel in disguise. No.
You want to know who I think's feeding the walkers? It's totally that little girl, Lizzie.
Yeah, see? You're with me.
Yeah, the older one, the one that's, you know.
Yeah, the one who got quarantined in this sick prison.
The thing that doesn't make sense about it is why would she feed the walker and then leave a pile of rats right there?
Dumb little bitch. That's all you need to know.
It's a little girl, of course.
Okay. Alright, so y'all think it's the little girl. We need to have a movie spoiler poll to see who is feeding the rats. Yeah, but who is feeding the rats, people? Either Hitler, the little girl, the governor.
Lizzie.
Laurie's come back from the dead as rats.
Feeding rats, yeah.
Speaking of people who are almost dead, what that Glenn? He's becoming the most useless character in the show. He's now sick.
Oh, he's sick. Is he going to die?
That's what you get for having sex out there in a zombie apocalypse everywhere. You know, don't have sex everywhere you go.
A bunch of zombie corpses, mate. No. I wouldn't care.
You guys already know how I feel about having sex in different places. it need to be clean. You know, Maggie.
They're in a prison. They're gonna have it wherever they want to have it.
Yeah,
just like a prison. You get taken wherever you get taken.
Yeah, but it's funny now because now Glenn is one of the people infected. So then it makes you think, are they going to get the medicine in time and come back and save people? Or everybody
Glenn, but no one else.
What about what's the name?
Sister. Sasha.
I don't really care about her. I'm sorry. She's not an important character.
You don't care about the other badass black girl.
We have Michonne.
Is that what you're saying?
Michonne is more badass than any other black girl.
But Michonne's a dark one. She's dark, okay? We got a light-skinned black girl going on.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah, we got the one with the good hair, not the one with the nappy hair. There we go.
Yeah, Michonne's got no hair, though. She's bald in real life. Well, she's shaved head.
She shaved her head.
Yeah. Okay.
And she looks beautiful, by the way. I saw photos.
Other people who are in that, in the block off part, what is that?
Block D, I think it is, isn't it?
Block
Quarantine D.
Are the doctors sick?
No, it's, block A, where people are sick.
God, how the fuck do you do
I just remember it, okay, Wayne? I just remember.
Okay, but who gets the most props of this episode, in my opinion, is, like you said, Old Man Herschel.
Old Man Herschel.
He, what he said was very profound.
Fuck it, I don't get sick. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said, Wayne.
He should have. He got his peg leg and he walked on in.
No, like, yeah, what he said was, he said, you know what, you either damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, so might as well
you get
into the
damn. You get busy done.
Right. Just get busy doing something. And, you know, you got to respect that. He wanted to go in there and help him out.
Because he's a man. He's a man of principle. And that's why everyone loves Herschel. But Herschel's going to die sooner or later. I'm sorry.
Oh,
he'll be the big tragic death of the season, I think.
I think he'll die like a badass. You know, like he's going to take that peg leg and whoop the...
I told you, he's going to get his
part. Thank you for calling. No one is currently available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone. Like... Thank you.
P1 said he was ready. And now he's not. P1, you bastard. Get your shit together. Sorry, people. Your host of the most movie spoilers himself, P1, told me he's ready, and then he's not ready. Lazy.
Reason, some lady just started talking. She said, no one is able to take your call.
Yeah, you've always got a woman talking on your phone, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I did get raped over the weekend, so yeah, sure.
Raped, and we've already mentioned, nominated for an award. How the superstar himself.
The 2014 podcast nominee, the phenomenal one, Movie Spoilers Podcast. Right, if you look right there, I'm number 6, just right a little nod above Spill.
You know what we have to do? We have to kill you like Heath Ledger, and then you're guaranteed to win.
Hell yeah.
You know why I'm winning? Because I'm black. They felt sorry for me.
You know Tyrese.
Of course he's black.
You know Tyrese.
Yeah, but he doesn't promote it. Cyrus was.
Corey could be shit for this. He doesn't even probably know they got nominated.
Yeah, that's a more of a Leon Cyrus thing or whatever. Like you said, Corey just goes to pick it up.
Yeah. He accepts the winning without doing any of the hard work.
But I'm sorry, Corey. This year when you go pick it up, I'm going to have to trip your ass because you're going to have to take the back line right now because it looks like Yours truly.
It's fucked on stage, I mean.
Hey, it wasn't on stage. It was just in front of people. Oh, okay. That's all.
Fair enough.
Everybody listened to this week's Movie Spoilers episode. I just woke up drunk and recorded that episode, and yeah, apparently I got raped over the weekend.
He wasn't complaining.
What kind of Mandingo award winning ceremony? I know you love 12 Years a Slave, but god dang.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, well, she really was, I ain't gonna lie. She was the girl version of me and had me hooked. I was like, I'll fall. she was Poison Ivy. She blew some shit in my face, and for some reason I was just like, oh, I have a problem with this, but I feel like I should keep going along with it for some reason. She turned me into Robin.
It wasn't Dolores from Lethal Weapon, Benny said.
Oh, it wasn't that bitch, thank God. But she was the one with the camera in her hand.
Oh, but it wasn't Mrs. Bates, I'm hoping, either.
Oh, it was probably that bitch, too. It was probably her hand. I was, you know what? She did, the girl pushed me into the bushes and shit. My hands all cut up and shit, whatever. But, I'm sure somebody grabbed my ass. I think it was Mrs. Bates.
Oh, well. As long as someone's grabbing your ass.
Yeah.
With all this time, you actually managed to fit in some Walking Dead.
Oh man, I've been having a great week. Saturday got raped, Sunday, Batman, and Walking Dead, and I had a great meal too at that. Today, I got nominated for the Podcast Awards. Tomorrow, I find out if I'm gonna be on TV or not. So, I mean, it's gonna be...
And then the next week, I'll have a baby.
I know, for raping that girl. I mean...
Edit that out, Wayne. Edit that out.
I don't edit shit.
About to have a Freddy Krueger baby, you know. So the story of her story is gonna be like, this black man touched me and out came this.
But speaking of The Walking Dead, well, Brad, what did you make of this episode? We've already spoken about little things here and there, such as Mr. CJ being right about the whole Carol thing, but do you think he's right? Do you think she's covering?
No. I mean, cause you know
what? What's wrong with the three of you people?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this right now, because when Rick was doing his investigation or whatever, you noticed the blood on the door?
Yeah.
It was like in the shape of how, her knife was shaped or whatever, how the finger holds or whatever and shit. And then after Rick was seeing how she was stabbed.
Did you pick that up? I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I was just putting the pieces together when I realized it was turning, because I thought the same thing you did at first, Wayne, but then I was like, let me go back, let me track back. I watched it again, I started looking at it, and I was like, the way she started stabbing the zombies when he was trying to help her or whatever and shit, it was the same way that her finger holding was the same as the blood on the door or whatever. So I was like,
now makes sense.
Yeah, made some sense on her. I was like, oh, damn, this is, man, is this shit?
Maybe someone borrowed her knife and she's covering this.
Wait, but you know what? Denial.
But you know what? I gotta say this. At first, I thought it was Carl, because when he pulled that gun on Herschel, I was like, oh, Herschel, get the fuck out of here. Yes, he did. He put his gun. He's like, where are you going, Herschel? Herschel gave him a look like, I'm a grown ass man. I'll go wherever I want. He pointed his gun and was like, you go where now?
Exactly. You heard, you know what? It looked like he was going to pull his gun, but like, you saw Herschel, he didn't start lipping up. He didn't lip off at Carl. He was like, well, you know, I just need to go. All right.
I reckon they edit a bit out, because you see him saying, well, if you're going, I've got to go with you. And then edits away. I reckon Herschel said no. And so Carl beat the shit out of him with the fucking gun handle for a while. And he's like, yeah, so come along.
But when Carl hit that corner, did that not feel like a horror movie? Because he just came out of the corner and just like had this look in his eyes like, where are you going, Herschel?
Right.
I can't let you leave. I was like,
the Omen.
I wanted to say, Herschel, get the fuck out of there, Herschel! Herschel!
Yeah, I would have tricked. The most dangerous thing in the world is no walkers. It is fucking Carl the zombie.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. Because
he's supposed to be staying watch of Judith and shit like that. And he just comes out no time. He's like, you know my dad gave my gun back, right, Herschel? He's looking at it and shit. He's like, I see that.
I just see him, like, you know, Miley Cyrus looking the hammer. He's just standing around looking his fucking gun handle and shit like that.
I was hurt.
Get your old ass back up in there.
That's what I just want to
get. He would have cracked him with that fucking gun handle in a second if Herschel said that.
Man, if I was Herschel, I would have tricked that nigga and been like, come here, Carl, I need a hug. I'd have pushed his ass and run.
I would have threw my leg at him.
I would have been like, I would have went to Rick and been like, yo boy crazy, you take this fucking gun from him. You know, that's how it's always fucked up that Herschel's always around when Carl's about to like lose his shit.
Yeah, but they have good chemistry. That's what we were talking about before. They have good chemistry between each other. It's weird.
They do, man. They really do.
It's like, you know, when, yes, we were talking about this before, when he raised his gun to shoot the walker, and Herschel's like, you know, you don't need to fucking do that, you little bastard. But I said, he should have grabbed Herschel's leg and just beat the shit out of it with it. Taking care of it the old-fashioned way.
He went home and masturbated furiously because he couldn't shoot that damn walker. He's like, God damn it, I just shot my gun. I need to shoot a load today.
I'm so scared for Judith right now, because if he gets a hold of holding her, I see some Michael Myers shit in this kid's future.
He's gonna shoot Judith, just to shoot it in target practice, put her up against the wall.
He's gonna be like, Andre from, Dawn of the Dead, the remake of Dawn of the Dead, and shit. He's like, you wanna kill my family? He's gonna start shooting random ass people, just like, they was a threat to my family.
He's lived in a messed up world, you can't blame the kid.
Man, that was the creepiest part of that whole, but I got up out of my chair and shit and just sat all close to it. I was like, oh fuck, he's about to snap now.
I know, when I saw Carl talking to Herschel like that, you know how if you have a friend and he did something wrong in front of his parents and the parents go get the belt, it's like, oh lord, you about to get it. He gonna get it.
Yeah, he actually looked like a fucking Andrew, like he had telekinesis powers, like, I dare you to fucking touch me and do something. I fucking dare you, Herschel. Well, just do something.
He's like Kerry White, a different. He's a, yeah. His own version of Kerry.
Yeah, he's like, make a move, Herschel. I fucking dare you. He saw Herschel. Herschel was against the wall. He was just walking slowly again. He's just like, I'm just going outside now.
I don't want no trouble, boss. Yeah. Don't let me go.
See, I reckon like even Tyrone, he wouldn't be able to handle Carl. Carl would have beaten the shit out of him as well. Which I find hard to believe that. Do you believe Rick could have actually taken Tyrese like that?
Oh man, I tweeted this last night. I said, oh, wow, Tyrese just became the new T-Dog. Got his ass beat by another skinny little white man.
By white cop.
A smaller white cop too. I was just like, damn, what is up with first Merle beat the shit out of fucking T-Dog's big ass, now Rick and snapped and whooped and really whooped
him. That's just the director of The Walking Dead that said, look, black people, I left three of y'all alive for three episodes, all right?
Hey, you got black people everywhere now. You got Tyrese, you got the drunkie, what's his name?
Oh Bob Bobby, Stokey.
Bobby the drunk. You got obviously
Bob the drone.
And you got what's his name, sister? Oh fuck. Sammy, you remember her name? What's her fucking name?
What?
Sasha?
I like it back in the day when my Walking Dead was killing a black person an episode. I don't want to see that.
Who was the one who said that Carl is going to become part of the KKK?
Me.
That is definitely a possibility now. I think he's going to start to crack.
At this point, it looked like a possibility or whatever. I was like, he's just waiting for Sasha to get sick. He's like, I'm going to beat that bitch. Oh, another reason why I knew it was Carol 2 or whatever. Cause I gotta give CJ all the credit in the world. He was right on this. It was that scene where, Tyrese was talking to her and she started getting, she got kind of upset and started kicking the burrow. And he's like, why she got so upset about that? And he's like, oh, because that bitch is the one that did it the first time. So like, he's like, oh, cause after Tyrese just told her, he's like, look, I trust you cause you care about people and stuff like that. And so she just had this major breakdown with her. And I was like, oh, that was weird. But then when I found out,
you're all wrong. I reckon Carl was the one who did it. He's told her if she talks, he's gonna fucking kill her and kill the kids.
he told Carol, he said, listen, bitch, you go and tell Rick, my dad, that you did it. And if you don't, I'll fucking murder this fucking little girl right here with her. I'll fucking bathe in her blood tonight. And she was like, oh my God, she was like, prove it. And then he shot the walker friend that she had or whatever. He was like, did I make myself clear, bitch? And then that scene came where she was crying or whatever. So yes, it makes sense now.
Okay. So we all agree, you know, like it's already known that, Carol, she was the one who, burned the body. But who do you think she fed the rats to the zombies? Or who do you think did it? And we want to talk about putting up a poll on the site asking people who do they think did it.
Oh, you know, I gotta think it isn't Carol now, whatever. I mean, I thought it was the same person doing both, but it's definitely gotta be somebody else now at this point.
That's that little bitch, Dahlia.
But I don't know, Carol's showing, I mean, you know what,
I was gonna say, it makes sense for her burning the body, because her burning the body is just her taking care of the zombie. She want, like Samantha said earlier, she wanna get rid of the, you know, she thinks, she sees him as a threat, she wanna take him out. Cause, you know, that she did, she, in her mind, she did the right thing.
She's protecting the kids. I understand that, but at the same time, did they turn though and she stabbed them?
That's what we were just talking about before. I mean, I couldn't imagine her killing living people. I think she would have waited before they turned and then killed them.
That's some pretty hardcore shit or whatever. And it didn't look like they got stabbed in the head neither. It looked like they got stabbed in the gut or whatever because they was dragged out or whatever. I mean, that blood looked like it came from a lower body part. How the way it was lined out on the ground and shit.
Well, the illness, they start bleeding out of like crazy orifices. Like they bleed out of their eyes, their nose, their mouth, their ears. They just start bleeding.
Not that much.
The flu does it to them, and then, you know, they get overtaken by the symptoms and they die.
So I still, she walked in, saw Carl beating the shit out of him, stabbing the shit out of him, shooting him. She's like, this kid's a fucking psycho.
You know what? He took his shirt off. He took his shirt off and he just took her blood and was like, rubbed it on his chest and was like, yeah, bitch, you gonna die. You gonna die now.
See, I reckon Carl's, he's got all those little fake prison tattoos on him now. But yeah, that's why he's wearing shirts. So he's got all his hand fucking, he's got all these gang signs and shit like that in prison.
He's taking the M&Ms that Michonne's getting him and he's using that for color, the color of the tattoos.
That's why he's getting all those books. He's copying all the artwork from it.
You know, Wayne, after seeing that scene with Carl and Herschel, man, I mean, it's clearly that Carol is the one that's doing it, but your theory is not too far stretched, honestly.
Yeah, watch Carl the psychopath.
That fucking dude, I got nervous for Herschel, I'm not gonna lie. That was like the most intense scene that I got to.
He goes pretty much.
He goes shoot Herschel.
He really shot him in the leg.
I really had that in the back of my mind too, that he was gonna really shoot Herschel. I mean, it was more tense than watching Rick beat the hell out of, Tyrese.
It really, you know what, that scene where, when he punched Rick or whatever and Rick was on the ground, he started looking at the blood, I was like, damn, Rick is crazy too. That's why him and Carl are gonna get along together in this where when they find out what's going on. Yeah, they're gonna be father-son killer. Judith is gonna be on Rick's back or whatever, they're just gonna shoot that whole goddamn.
Like just getting carried around everywhere.
I like how Rick and, Tyrese came back and Rick was like, we cool, man? Okay. Alright, whatever.
Did you see how Tyrese looked at those people that were coughing when he was making his way back into the prison and shit? He was just staring. I was like, damn, is he gonna beat the shit out of them now or whatever?
We need something.
But you can't beat the living, but I will beat the dead.
No, he looks at everybody like that right now. He's looking at everybody as a suspect because he doesn't know who killed Karen.
But those were the first two people he looked at, though. But those were the first two people he looked at before he started, before we even found out that he was just questioning everybody. He looked at them sick people like, you get in my way, I'll beat your ass too. I was looking at him like, damn, dude, you need to calm down. That piece of ass is going to come and go, man.
He's kind of overreacting for it. Yeah, he's been with her maybe for a few months. It's not like he's lost someone.
Wayne said that he was overreacting, but I said, look, man, I know being a big, soft Negro like that, you ain't getting none. And when you get that one girl that's about to give you something and she die, of course you're going to lose it.
There's plenty of love.
I don't think I would have snapped. I don't think I would have snapped in that way.
Because you P1. Of course you want to snap.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, it's just, I don't know how long they've been together. I mean, they said only like a couple of months or whatever that this farm thing's been going on or whatever. So, I mean, like, first of all, that's that reason. Second of all is I would be more concerned with who the person that's stabbing motherfuckers in or whatever and taking them out to burn their ass. My mind would be like pretty much like how Rick was because Tyrese told him, he's like, you seem to be more concerned with fetching water and shit like that. It's like, look, man, my mind is on that, but at the same time, I'm not letting that get to me because this is, in this world, people die. They get it. I understand that or whatever. But don't get me wrong, I'm too wrong that I don't have this in the back of my mind that someone's out there fucking murdering our people now.
Yeah, you're right though. You are right. I mean, at the end of the day, Rick's he's got a job to do. He can't worry about fucking pointless shit like that.
I'm telling you right now, Tyrese ain't solving shit right now by walking around with a fucking attitude and acting like he needs to die or some shit like, or he needs to beat everybody up. Yeah. Oh yeah, Carl stepped up and said, he'd be like, look, no, you know what, Herschel's, other daughter, Beth.
Carl's gonna offer him Beth.
Beth will get him back in shape. She'll just be like, look, you got a job to do, nigga. Get your ass up and go do it. And she will be, cause that's a stone cold bitch right there. I love her.
You get a fucking toughen up now.
Yeah, I was looking at her. I was like, well, I'll be damn shit. Even Maggie was looking like, when the fuck did you mature up
you
like this?
Her and Carl are going to become like the most fucking, no emotional fucking lunatics of the whole prison. They'll be killing everyone before it's done.
They're gonna be last three alive. Beth, Carl,
he's
and Judith.
He's gonna become Harley Quinn, and he's gonna become the Joker. Alright.
Oh my god, I would love to see next season where Judith gets a little older, like a couple of years pass by, and she was raised by Carl and Beth. That girl is gonna be fucking...
She's gonna be the anti-Clementine.
Yeah, she's gonna be fucking the Black Panther if she was a girl and little. She's gonna be running through the woods and shit, in the trees and shit. Like, the zombies are gonna be running through her.
What's that movie where the little girl who found the mama? She's gonna be like the little girl from Mama.
Yeah, honestly, I know what you're talking about.
Oh my god, that girl's gonna be fucked up if oh, Rick just snatch her away from that fucking girl, that cold bitch, Beth, because, man, that baby's gonna be, like, all fucked up. Especially because he told Carl to watch her, too. I'm like, man, you got the two worst fucking kids in this whole goddamn jail cell right now. I was like, if you're trying to preserve humanity, Rick, I don't think them are the two right people to be watching the baby.
did you actually put any polls up this week?
You know what? My poll system was acting up, and plus I got kind of fucked up on Sunday. Oh,
you're right. So, you couldn't get his poll up.
Keep in mind, people, this is the person you're voting for the podcast award.
I got a poll up if you catch my drift, but I didn't get... I got my Robin Shaft poll up, if anything, but cause you know what? I didn't put a poll up, also, for another reason, is cause, man, this is the most phenomenal Walking Dead podcast on the planet because everything we talked about last week came to fruition.
Yeah,
each one of us had a little dream, a reminiscence of what was gonna happen, and a piece of that showed me. We talked about Carl. You can see CJ, he blamed Carol, and that nigga was right. everything just came out into fruition, man.
Well, if what we're talking about this week comes into fruition, we're in for some dark shit, because Carl's about to lose his shit and kill every fucking person in that prison.
You saw how Herschel was trying to talk to him when he was out in the woods or whatever, and Carl just like, he was like, Herschel told him to leave it alone, and then he just walked past that zombie. I thought he was going to shoot him in the head while that zombie that was laying down to the ground.
That motherfucker's going to be Anakin Skywalker, right? By the end, he's going to walk around in Darth Vader's suit.
Herschel's going to be his fucking Palpatine.
That'd be awesome.
Well, you know, yes. Son.
Yes. Let your darkness flow, Carl. Him and Rick are going to have an epic battle. He's like, I love you, son. You're the chosen one. He's gonna be like, you're just mad because I'm more powerful than you and I'm the leader now.
I could see that happening though. I really could. do you want to get to some questions while we're here?
No, why are we completely ignoring the coolest part of this episode? It's when everybody is driving Daryl's show when the radio guys didn't you guys hear sanctuary survive?
I didn't hear that. I heard a bunch of gibberish, but I didn't hear that.
That could have been a recorded message though, I think they did that in the first season too, when they were saying come to this place, whatever, and it was just a recorded message they had on. I mean, they do that a lot in zombies. That's like a zombie cliche at this point now. That was Shane. He got buried when he walked. Yeah, it was sanctuary in hell. It was Merle. He's like, baby brother, I'm still gonna be with you now. It was the governor fucking with Michonne.
What's up with all these ghosts calling the people back from the dead on The Walking Dead? You know, you had Lori calling, he and I'm like, Rick, you ain't paid the child support. Hurry up, pay this child support. Now you got, Merle? It's probably another ghost talking.
How long have you guys been recording for now?
We have been recording for exactly 48 minutes.
Oh shit, well then yeah, I guess if you guys haven't talked about that last thing that Sammy just brought up, then yeah, let's get into it then.
I completely even forgot about the bit with the radio.
Is Sammy still here?
She died.
She died.
She brings up this great topic.
The radio broke.
I know, right? Professional.
Alright, she's not even here. Did it? I mean, you know I say Tyrese is also overreacting, cause in this scene, it just looked like he gave up too. In that car scene, he just sat there or whatever.
Yeah, the background.
You vanished completely. Yeah.
I know.
Don't acknowledge it, Wayne.
I was like, we're gonna talk about Sammy scene now, whatever. And then she just goes. I was like, oh, guess she didn't want to hear about it then. But no,
are we gonna talk about the radio now?
That's what we're just about to talk about.
Ready? Yeah.
We were talking about Tyrese, and it looked like he was a little over dramatic, because it looked like he just gave up or whatever in the scene. I was like, damn, dude, get the fuck up, dude. I was like, I mean, I understand, but it wasn't like it was, he made it seem like that was his sister or daughter or something like that.
I think he's overreacting. Hey, he's got to man the fuck up.
That man have not had sex in like 7 years.
So what?
I've seen that face. I've been that face.
Oh, yeah. We've all been there, you know, Walker's trying to eat us while in the car, yeah.
Pretty much, man.
Jerk. I'm telling you just right now, whatever, you motherfuckers would never sleep in that jail cell, because you'd be hearing P1 go, Man, P1, you really are calm in these days, whatever. Well, you know, hey,
every night you hear the gate close, and then like, he gotta come to my gate tonight.
Jerk off in front of you and shit. I mean, you know, Tyrese, black man, you should understand that too. Don't let no piece of ass get to you like that, whatever. I mean, I understand. It's probably the only piece of ass your big ass was ever gonna get.
He's got heaps to pick from. He's got Beth and Judith and Carol and...
Beth is a fucking child.
Exactly. Just because there's zombies running around, that doesn't mean you can lower the age.
Hey, he's in the prison. What do they do in prison? They rape each other, alright? There you go.
Each other for power and dominance. And to trade cigarettes and stuff.
Trade cigarettes, yep. That's gonna work.
Damn, man, you just proved your racism once again. Last week you was talking about a black man, you're gonna rape this little girl, so now you just you continue on with this shit. I'm like, goddamn, man,
black people belong in prison, alright? There's nothing wrong with that.
Wait, even though we know that, we don't say it.
Shit, right. Don't speak it to existence.
Well, we all know, like, white people are crazy. Look, Carl and Rick, they're complete fucking lunatics. Yeah. It's just, The show is based on, you know, the show is actually very racist. You know, Glenn's a useless Asian guy. He's very sick. You know.
Oh, but he's dying, though.
He can't drive because he runs everywhere. Yeah. So
I got a question for Sammy now, because I haven't heard her lovely voice since Sammy brought the scene up. Do you think, since they ditched the car now, are they going to make it to the medical supply before in time?
Maybe not in time for everybody, because obviously they're not going to kill Glenn off. He's way too much of a character. People love Glenn. I don't know why, but they're not going to kill him off.
I don't know. We put this up last week. Remember, we was like, one of them needs to die. One of them has to die or whatever at one point or whatever. It'll bring so much more tension and drama or whatever. Especially for Maggie. If Herschel dies too, oh my God. I would love to see our character react to Glenn and Herschel dying.
She become fucked up.
Yeah. I can see more Beth dying because, you know, she's becoming so cold, and when obviously the prison's going to be overrun. That's an obvious fucking thing. It's going to be overrun. So maybe Beth is going to die.
I mean, 50 miles. I mean, that's and fucking Sasha, she looked horrible. I ain't going to lie. It looked like they barely got like 10 miles away or whatever, to be honest. I think they'll make it to the hospital, but I don't think they'll make it back in time. That's a long ass fucking drive, to be honest.
It is. It is a long drive. But obviously, they're not stupid people, and it's Michonne and Daryl, right? They're survivors.
And it doesn't matter about survival at
they're
this point.
Stupid it's, people.
You think of the people
they've got with them.
You need a fucking car.
Okay, they got.
You need a fucking car at this point. 50 miles, that's 100 miles back and forth, whatever. I mean, that's like damn near 2 hours, if not, or whatever. That's a long fucking time.
Like you said, they're not stupid people. They have Daryl the racist. They have Tyrese, who sits in the car waiting to die. You have an alcoholic, and you have Michonne. They're not exactly. Michonne's like the only one with any chance of surviving that group.
No, Michonne's like a dog with a scent. She's just looking for the governor. As soon as she sees the governor, she's going to take off. Get back here, Michonne.
Exactly.
As soon as she sees that iPad, she's going to be like, that motherfucker, he's around.
Right. And he did. He changed. Daryl's racism's going to kick in. He's surrounded by three black people. He's going to...
No, Daryl's going to come out. You know what? Daryl is... The reason why he's so nice and lovable, because he's gay, you know. Him
and Tyrese are going
to be... They are together. That's the true romance of this.
You know what? I thought Daryl's racism might have came out when Tyrese snapped on him, but Daryl was actually the cool one. He's just like, hey, take it easy or whatever. We on your side or whatever like that. I was like, Daryl beat his ass, just like your brother did.
That's what I found ridiculous. There's no way either one of them could have taken Tyrese. He's a big motherfucker.
I think Daryl would have beat his ass, because Daryl actually had the training for that. I mean, Tyrese looked like he was working in a paint factory. All right. Daryl is actually
dishes.
Yeah, exactly. Daryl has actually been in the woods and shit like that. He knows how to hunt and all that shit, whatever.
So I think Daryl.
Yeah, exactly. Daryl actually has the fighting skills to take. I mean, it doesn't matter about size at that point, whatever. I mean, I guess that's why I can see why Rick could beat his ass.
Size doesn't matter? Yeah, okay.
Oh, size doesn't matter. Size doesn't matter, dude. Come on. When MMA first started, they used to fight little people against the big people, and little people used to beat their asses.
I'm just saying, you ask, come on. Ask women if size matters, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I've seen women beat men's asses before.
You're still missing
remember, I live in Compton. But you remember, I live in Compton where ratchet ass ghetto black women live. They will beat any man.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm 5'3 and about 110 pounds, roughly, give or take. I don't care how big you are, fucking every single guy that ever stepped up got his ass kicked.
Damn, so, I want to step up now. I want her to kick my ass so bad.
You're not trained to beat women, you know? Like, you gotta be trained to beat a woman.
Trained to beat women. I like to see that training, yes.
You gotta make them love you first. That's the only way that they're not gonna kick, they're not gonna hit you back. But you guys have to remember, I'm a crazy native girl. Like, I'm gonna hit you. You call me an asshole, I'm gonna smack you in the mouth.
Oh shit, you asshole you then. Asshole. You fucking asshole. Now, I'll give Tyrese this. He has the mass. If he connects, he'll knock you out probably, but I don't think he'll connect any punch, honestly, on someone like Daryl or Rick, to be honest. If they was really gonna go to a fist to fist, I don't think he'd connect, cause he looks like he didn't know what the fuck he could do if he got in the ring. That was, what he swung at Rick, that was out of range. That was nobody expected or whatever and shit like that, and he hit him and he got a clean shot on. But if it was to come down to a one-on-one fight, I don't think he would know what the fuck to do, honestly. He's such a fucking pussy, I highly doubt he would know what to do.
Hell yeah, you saw what happened, like he hit Rick twice, and there was just cheap shots. Then Rick got up and just started nailing him.
And Rick beat the shit out of him. Rick kicked him in the fuck, I was like, damn, Rick gonna kill this dude. That reminded me of that scene where Shane was beating on Carol's husband and shit. I was like, oh fuck, yeah. Somebody better pull Rick off his ass.
See, that's when you need Carl to walk in. Good, good. Release your
wouldn't have been funny. Wouldn't it have been funny if Carl was out there and he just shot Tyrese or he's like, what were you doing? He hit you, Dad. He was a threat to the camp. I had to put him down or whatever. Did you guys see that zombie shot too at the end? Oh my god.
I know, wasn't it beautiful?
Oh my fuck it, where the fuck did those zombies come from?
Oh, okay. Honestly, you played the Telltale games, right?
Oh yeah, the new one comes out this month.
Yeah, I know. Okay, you played it. Remember when everybody found that train and they got rushed by that horde? When they pulled that shot back, there was a fucking train. There was the fucking horde. They're near Macon. They're near Atlanta.
Oh, is that what that was? It was a train?
It was a train.
I couldn't tell. It was all a rubble and shit. I was like, oh, the fuck is all?
Sammy notices all this shit all the time.
I noticed this. And the walker with the bear trap on her leg.
But Sammy, they wasn't in Macon when that train was found. That was Macon.
No. They were going to Atlanta. They're closer to Atlanta. They're in between Atlanta and Macon right now.
Yeah, but Macon was nowhere near where that train was in the game.
No, I know. But they're in between. I'm saying the camps. Like, where they're, the prison, where they're set up, the way they were going towards that area.
You know
where
else doesn't connect besides the story? Atlanta? We don't have any questions, right? Do we have questions?
No, I don't think we have questions.
Mark King asked the question about the whole, the same thing I was talking about. Do you think Carol was covering?
I don't know why you guys worry about that, because I know I'm on this show too, or whatever, and I get questions, so.
Were you professional enough to put up questions?
Yeah, I directed it over there.
Yeah, I always put up questions. Come on now.
I'm sorry there, Rick. Don't beat my ass, Rick.
See, do I need to kick you in the ribs too?
do you want to get to these questions?
Let me cry over some pussy I never got.
Exactly. That's another thing. It's like, why are you over exactly? He's like, oh, some pussy you never go get, whatever. Well, you know what? If I was him, you know what I would do? I'd move my way on the Maggie. I'd be like, look, let me take care of you, girl. He dying or whatever and shit, you know. I would move my way into Maggie so quickly or whatever.
Yeah,
that dude would never even
said.
Oh, fuck yeah. She's the hottest thing walking up in that thing right now.
Of course.
I want a piece of her ass.
She does it wherever. She do it outside, inside. The nastiest place she do it in front of the zombies.
Good for
her. She's also going to hold her on. Glenn is holding her back, to be honest.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, Glenn's holding back. I'm getting sick and tired of his ass now.
I'm so sick of him that he got sick. Now hopefully
he'll die. Exactly. I'm like, good, just die now. All right, just die. let Maggie be this strong woman that I've seen her in season two be. Let her be this now. You're holding her back with this love bullshit now. We ain't got time for love. We just got time for fucking in this world.
You tell him.
Anyway, first question. Yep. Monty Crawhorn, he says, great show, you guys, but something's been on my mind since this episode, and that's, do you think the governor will return or has already returned and as the one that's sabotaging the prison?
He's going to show up at the final episode and see the finale.
I think so, too.
I think she's kind of right. I think he is somehow, maybe with the rats, there's someone on the inside doing that for him.
No.
I don't know.
No, you know where he's gonna show up? He's gonna show up somewhere, like, after they get run out of the prison, and Michonne's, like, just gonna pick up a trail, and all of a sudden, there he is. Or, they might cop out and just be like, oh, there's a quick shot of the governor being a walker.
Nah.
You know, I gotta give, Daryl some credit, too, because you think he'd be just like Michonne after the governor.
Yeah, seriously.
The whole thing of his brother or whatever. That takes a great man, because I'm a crazy man. I ain't going to do shit like that. I'd find his ass. I'd kill his fucking ass, whatever. That takes a pretty big man, whatever, to just let that go and look out for the better of the camp.
We're
going to
find out that he's actually Carl's father, and Rick never knew it. There's the big
deal. It's true. It's really true. In the car, he looks at Michonne and be like, you know what? If I didn't have these responsibilities, I'd be right there with you.
Yeah. Well, you can see it. Yeah, he killed his fucking brother. Naturally, he wants revenge as well. So.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure right after that whole incident when the governor shot all those people, I'm pretty sure Daryl could have just tracked him.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the trail by him is cold as fuck right now, but I'm sure if he would have just tracked him right after that, he probably would have found him that same goddamn day.
Give him time.
Give him time. I'll tell you, the most satisfying part they can do with the governor is have Carl shoot him in the other eye.
Oh, yes.
That'd be amazing.
And pick it up and eat it.
Oh. No, he doesn't eat it. He chew a piece of it off and go, argh! And Rick has to put him down or whatever.
He's going to put Carl down because he's just crazy.
Herschel puts him down.
Like a day while he's a vet. So.
He sneaks up a chloroform behind him and go like, go to sleep, motherfucker. Go to sleep.
That's what we're going to see. We're going to see Herschel have Carl at the end of a leash and be like, attack.
He's going to be a little fucking pimple.
Exactly. What happened is Tyrese going to get with Maggie. Herschel going to say, uh-uh, not in my house. And he's going to sit Carl on him.
they're gonna put Carl to sleep and put him in a prison. He's gonna be wake up. He's gonna be shaking the cage. Ah, he's gonna be jumping on the cage like a monkey and shit. Like, let me out. Rick's gonna be like, calm down, son. He's like, I eat your asshole alive. Will you let me out? I'll fuck you till you love me.
Fuck you till you love me, Tiger.
No, then he's gonna turn into a Gollum from Lord of the Rings, and when you take his gun, he's gonna like, my precious.
He's gonna see his gun sitting on a stool over, he's gonna be like, ah, my precious. He's gonna get out one day, let's say the prison loses power and all the jail cells just open up where he's gonna get out, put that hat on, he'd be like, my precious. Oh my god, it's gonna be satisfying when we find out Carl's ending.
No, they can't next. Carl's gonna be there to the very end.
I mean his ending as far as what they're gonna do it is as far as him killing people.
He's gonna be the last one standing and you know it. Without a doubt.
Yeah. He's gonna yell, you know he's gonna yell out too? He's gonna be fucking Caesar. No! He's gonna fucking have a Darth Vader moment, whatever, when he find out Padme died or whatever and shit. Why am I talking about Star Wars? I fucking hate Star Wars.
I have no idea.
Anyway. Fucking Star Wars suck. Anyway. Next comment comes from Steve. He says, yeah, I'm one of those people that didn't understand all the hate for season two. What has been your favorite episode out of all four seasons so far?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
I've already talked about this, but mine is clear.
Yeah.
What's yours?
The episode where Morgan returns.
Yeah, and they Morgan? Made up Michonne, Rick, and Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was episode clear. That was my favorite episode out of all of them. I watched that one so many times.
Yeah, I like the one where Laurie finally died, because that was, unlike some people spoiling it.
Just
Hey, wait a minute, what'd you just say you spoiled? Man, I like the page 3 days after the damn show already aired.
Okay. You and CJ, I'm done with you people. Spoiling.
Jesus Christ, Wayne.
And I'm gonna tell you this right now, CJ didn't spoil a goddamn thing. CJ talked about, CJ did a show last week for an hour and fucking 20 minutes, whatever. He could have predicted anything in that goddamn message or whatever. That didn't mean not one goddamn thing to me. I was like, you people are your fucking spoilers. You can eat a dick.
Oh, I'll give you a dick.
You eat a dick, whatever. Cause I was looking at that, I was like, CJ spoiled. I looked down, I was like, I don't see what he spoiled here.
I didn't read it. I just saw the headline, called it. I went, duh, not reading the rest of this.
Yeah, that's all he said was called it. And I'm like, okay. And people were like, oh, spoiler. I was like, what the fuck? You people are retarded.
Sorry. But us, favorite episode. Oh, shit. I love the one with the barn, too, when they finally, Shane loses his shit and just,
yeah.
Oh, he's insane. Can't remember what the episode's called, though.
Isn't it like Trigger Finger or something like that?
God, I have no idea.
Well, we all know CJ don't like this show, so what was your favorite episode, Sammy? No, I'm just playing.
Pray. Pray from season 3.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was good. It's episode 14 in season 3.
Yes, CJ?
It's with the flashbacks with Andrea and Michonne,
Yeah, no, I remember, yeah. I can't remember the name of the episode. So I don't know how you remember that shit.
That was one of my favorite episodes of that season 3, actually.
It was one of all time. Like, obviously, I love the very first episode, the very first season. Like, I knew this is going to be the rest of my life.
Well, we can watch my favorite episode and your favorite episode together one day, Sammy, okay?
That'd be so nice.
Combine it together.
We can nerd out together.
We can make some Black and Native American babies.
It'll be beautiful.
We just call them Black babies then.
We call them Black babies 1.5 Cherokee Indian.
Right. Just like everybody else does. Yeah.
What about you, CJ? What's your favorite episode?
I don't have one.
Yeah, what is it? I knew it.
The last one.
the one before this one we just saw.
the Walking Dead Telltale. Does that count as an episode?
I guess they would count, yeah.
No, it doesn't count.
It's an episode. You got episode one.
She said
two.
Through season 1 through 4. She didn't say, he didn't say shit.
Well, shit happens.
Okay, CJ, okay. We're a Pokemon episode then. How about that?
Oh, awesome. That was, You gotta stay with the classic, man.
It was a classic.
Your favorite Dragon Ball Z episode.
Oh man.
Damn. You know CJ's into the hentai shit. Anyway. Anyway, that's when CJ turned crazy. Hentai porn is offline. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of Carl right now.
I'm sitting in that car, pouting.
Exactly. Some fucking Beth is gonna be like, fuck me, CJ. He's gonna be like, he's gonna take a pipe and stick it up. He's like, what the fuck are you doing, CJ? He's like, this is hentai. It's hentai to me. yeah, bitch. next comment here is, keep fucking me, nigger. Anyway, Ariana, she says, absolutely loved this episode. It was better than most of the films I've seen this year. Guys had to take an episode from each season and combine them into one movie. Which episode would you pick? P.S. TPO, your new crew and you seem to work. You and your new crew seem to work great together. Keep up the awesome work.
Oh, good.
What new crew?
So we get part of the award then. Woohoo! Perfect.
These motherfuckers are old. Technically, you guys have to be with me for a year to get the award. We've only done 3 episodes. But if you want, I don't mind making a fake model of it and sending it off to you.
Just take a photo.
He's like, just take a photo and
you give us a shot. Award.
All drunk and shit.
what was the question again? If you could combine every, like, your favorite episodes in each season.
If you guys had to take an episode from each season and combine them into one movie, which episodes would you pick? So if you took an episode from season 1, 2, 3, and 4 and combined them into one to make a movie, which episodes would you pick?
Very strange movie, that's for sure.
I'm sure you're tying some things from season 1 and 2.
Well, you've got to take the first episode then to set everything up, because otherwise it makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, I would take the first episode and mix it with Clear, because that was when Morgan gets into it.
Exactly, because it connects in with the whole, yeah, that works.
So like, in season two, I would,
Cherokee Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Cherokee season, Rose would do that.
Otherwise, yeah, I'm trying to think. Four. It's hard to actually, to make a movie out of that and storyline that would connect. It'd be fucking impossible.
I personally would pick the first episode clear and the first episode of season four. It'd be a little choppy in editing or whatever, but they would make sense or whatever. Cause after clear ended or whatever, it seemed like they were on the right path since they got the guns and shit or whatever. So I guess they could probably just be like, oh, look, this is what we did to then drive back to the prison or some shit. I don't know.
That makes sense. I'll completely agree with you on that.
I know Sammy got some episodes in her head.
I go Days Gone By, Cherokee Rose. What else? Clear. I really like your idea of Clear. But I was thinking about like maybe Welcome to the Tomes.
Oh.
And then maybe Isolation, the one that just passed.
Although I would like.
Because it sets up, like, Days Gone By, it sets up the universe. That Cherokee Rose sets up everybody's, you know, characters and who they're, like, with. And then
also, I would have to have the episode that was Wayne's favorite episode. I'd have to have that episode in there where Shane loses his shit and Sophia comes out the barn.
Yeah.
I gotta just have that clip in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's good. I love that.
Have to have that
clip. Isn't that pretty much dead already? Yeah.
Pretty much
then.
What about you, CJ? Or you don't give a shit?
I know. Just go to the next question.
Okay, which four Pokemon episodes did you combine together then, CJ, to make a movie?
They already did. It was called Mewtwo Strike Back.
Oh, yeah, God, he actually knows it.
CJ, I saw that in theaters, if it makes you feel better.
I did too, man. First one.
Matter of fact, somebody brought me someone bought me the soundtrack when I was like, why the fuck they buy me this? But you know what? I listened to it and I don't remember if I liked it.
He threw it at the cup.
Hey, it was an awesome CD, man. It was an awesome soundtrack. It had
those. I was like in fifth grade when that shit came out. next comment here comes from Andrew. He says, if you guys could replace the main actor of a zombie film, which film and actor would it be? Ooh.
So
these are that's a hard. You mean like replace the main actor from a movie?
Yeah, a zombie film of a zombie film. So any zombie film you'd want. If you saw a zombie film and thought it could be better with a certain actor in it, of the main actor that could be replaced, who would it be and what movie?
Oh shit.
Okay.
That one.
Every zombie movie ever with me. I'm an accredited actor now. I got IMDb and all that shit. So you know what? Hey, I am considered an actor. So I put me in Zombieland because Jesse Eisenberg was a pussy. Put me in there, or whatever. I wouldn't mind being that. I want to be Ving Rhames' character from Dawn of the Dead or whatever. Fuck y'all. You know what? Yeah, there you go. I'd replace Ving Rhames with CJ.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that worked out.
They said actor.
Oh, he is an actor. He does Dragon and the Wolf and Do the Bear.
Oh, there you go.
It's acting.
That's acting.
I can't remember the actor's name in Night of the Living Dead. The main black guy. The fuck was his name?
No, I forgot his name.
Oh shit, I can't remember.
Oh, what is his name? Are we talking about the original?
Yeah, I'll replace him with 50 Cent because he's a great actor.
Yeah, his one-liner in Escape Plan was so great, motherfucker. Motherfucker. I was like, good lord, this nigga can't say any other word but motherfucker.
Great acting.
He snuck up behind someone in that movie and chloroformed them and said, Nighty Night, motherfucker. I was like, oh, good lord.
Exactly. Great acting.
He should show up in The Walking Dead and do that to Carl. Good night, motherfucker.
There's so many zombie movies, but most of the movies are just shit. So therefore, replacing the actor probably wouldn't help.
What's the last movie? Come on now.
Sorry?
Okay, you know what? I would go with World War Z. Mm-hmm. I would trade Brad Pitt for
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
That's actually a good
someone. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one better.
That is a good choice, actually. I like that. I'll agree with that.
I'd pick Zombieland. I would switch Jesse Eisenberg. And he's such a pussy.
Put Woody Allen in there instead.
I would team him up with someone just as crazy as Woody Harrelson was.
Yeah.
That's why. I want to see this crazy duo going to scream together. Like, they want to outdo, because they kept talking about zombie kills of the week and shit like that. I want to see them outdo each other. So, I'd like to see. let's see. Who's crap? Put Mel Gibson in there.
Oh,
there
I was going to say, I'd really put Mel Gibson in one of those movies. It'd be great.
We got to put Samuel Jackson from,
I would replace that whole cast. I'd put Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson will stay. He's the only member. Mel Gibson, Samuel Jackson, and I would replace Emma Stone with Miley Cyrus.
She comes in the wrecking ball.
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be badass during the apocalypse.
I'd say World War Z with Michael J. Fox. Because I want to know if get Parkinson's by eating him.
Oh my gosh.
There's just zombies that start shaking everywhere.
You know the scene where he would tie a magazine to his wrist? Well, Michael J. Fox would probably tie hammers to his hands and then start shaking and taking them all out.
Oh, I got one. I'd like to see World War Z with James Franco to see how his high ass will react to this shit.
Oh my god.
That's a good one.
Put James Franco in like Shaun of the Dead.
Oh man, he'd fit perfect because he's got that look on the face. I actually had a interview with him last week. He was talking about zombie shit or whatever. He actually is a big fan of zombie shit. So, I don't know. That'd be probably something interesting for him to do in the future.
He probably just thinks zombies are real by this stage.
Shit, I kept staring at his eyelids. I was like, damn, they ain't red. So I was like, maybe he isn't. Maybe that's just his natural face.
I don't think I love zombie movies. There's so many of them, but
CJ still hasn't given. CJ ain't answered any of these questions.
That's the Samuel Jackson. All right.
CJ, if you had to replace a Pokemon, what would you say? Out of the six Pokemon,
he put Channing Tatum.
Catch him in the Evil Dead. There you go.
Okay. Now I was gonna say, CJ, if you could replace any of six Ash Ketchum's Pokemon, which one would it be and for who?
Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, ass catch him. Yeah.
Ash catch
him. Ass backwards.
Catch his things with his ass.
So which one of his Pokemon would you switch and who would it be, CJ? Come on.
I would totally get a Charmander, because you need to burn all the zombies, so there you go.
Didn't he have a Charmander?
You actually thought about that.
He had a Charmander. Yep.
Yeah, I was saying, how would you replace him? You replace him with another Charmander?
Hey, his
Charmander's too old. Get a new one.
This one turns into a bitch that burns you. You know?
He evolved into Charizard, and then he was just like, I can't fucking train you anymore because you're not listening, and flew off.
I don't know. Okay, I ain't watched that shit in a while, but the last episode I remember is that motherfucker was trained or whatever. So what the hell y'all talking about?
No. He had to, look, he was so bad that he sent him to a badass Charizard island to get beaten into submission. So when he came back, he listened to him again.
I think he was listening to him before that, though.
Nah, bro. Go back and watch those early episodes. He was not listening.
He ended that island league with Charizard being his baddest ass monster with him right now.
Yeah, after he sent him to Charizard prison.
What the fuck the hell are you going to do?
Pokemon!
I have no idea.
Get with the times, Wayne. You're so old.
Pokemon, fuck that shit. Bunch of stupid dickheads living balls. God, it shows up.
They call you sperm cells.
Oh, well, there you go.
Those are the dickheads that live in your balls.
I don't want to watch a show based around that.
You sure about
throw my testicles out at people fighting. It'd be stupid.
I think they have a show like that already. It's called Hannibal. next question here, guys, is, how the fuck you pronounce this? Milo Zell?
Yep.
That's a badass DJ. Woo! Damn, you need to become a DJ, bro. That's a badass name for you. Says, well, CJ, you called it on who burned Karen. How do you guys think Rick knew it was her? Oh, I already explained that, so.
Yeah, no, I actually wondered that before you came on, so you explained it. I was like, okay, that does make sense.
Yeah, the world's greatest detective, man.
But P1 had the evidence.
He became James Bond and Batman all in one.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Rick is British, too.
That he is.
Oh, that would be a nice little transition for him, to movies, being a main character. Like, oh, James Bond, man, maybe you should look into that in your future.
No, not gonna happen.
Would you rather want him or Idris Elba after last week?
Okay, fair point.
Andrew Lincoln for James Bond, 007.
tell you, Michael Fassbender is the next 007.
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
Fucking, how could you not see it, people? Come on, he is fucking James Bond. He's the next fucking 007. He needs to get on that right away. If they don't get that, I'll burn fucking something. I'll burn CJ. Because he's the only black guy.
Well, Michael Fassbender, even before all the shit he's in now, he should have been Bond. He's just perfect for the role.
Oh yeah, when I saw him in X-Men first, I was like, man, that is fucking Bond right there, dude. He's got the style of Bond, especially when he went to that dude, he snatched a tooth out of his mouth or whatever. I was like, the way he walked in there with that suit and that brief, I was like, man, that's Bond right there.
He's like fucking Mr. Potato Head, like Daniel Craig.
He's
an ugly bastard, don't you? Might have the body, but his face is like
I'm gonna tell you this right now, he is an ugly bastard, but that nigga is smooth as fuck, and I'm gonna tell you this right now, looks does not matter when you're that fucking smooth.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Anyone who puts that suit on, it's James Bond, women don't give a shit.
The way he fucking talks and shit like that, I mean, I even said that in my Skyfall review, I was like, that is an ugly motherfucker, but the way he just talks and walks, the way he just carries himself, I was like, he's fucking charming, and I don't know what or whatever, he will sweep the fucking panties off anyone, honestly. Sammy, am I right? Back me up, Sammy.
Oh yeah. I agree with you, Wayne. He does look like a fucking potato, but oh my god.
Just put a bag on his
head. Yeah, there you go. Lights out. Just talk to me.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't even put the bag on because I want him to talk to me. I'd be like, tell me something.
Yeah, just talk to a bag.
I wanted to hear his voice so smoothly, though. I don't want to hear a muffled bag or anything like that. I mean, shit.
Charming British accent.
Talk to me, man. Just, yeah, give me that charming British, not that shitty Australian accent that Wayne keeps.
I can't argue with voices. My voice is too fucked to argue.
Nah, I like your accent, man.
Oh, I like yours too.
Next comment here comes from Cole Eccles. That sounds like a fucking sex position for some reason.
I kept hearing some static in the background. I didn't know if it was going to drop on. I was like, oh, it sounded like it was about to drop out. And I was like, what happened? I started checking my shell. Like, everything on my end is working.
Everything on your end? Good on you. Well, what was the we didn't even hear that question, the last question. What the hell were you even talking about?
Oh, okay. Come from Cole Eccles. He's making fun of his name. I don't even think I read the question, y'all. he says, or she, for all I know. Man, what was up with that scene with Carl and Herschel? I really thought Carl was going to shoot Herschel. Do you guys think after this episode, Rick needs to step back in as leader?
Leader or father? Because leader, Carl, I'm going to give you. But I think he's kind of already. He's kind of already stepped back as a leader.
I don't know. I think he kind of. It felt like he wanted to because that shit with Carol that stepped out.
Yeah.
It felt like. Group was kind of falling apart in his own way. I mean, the whole Carl doing his thing, Herschel going in doing his thing. It was kind of like he had this look in his eye like, damn, do I really need to step back up? Because everybody doesn't seem to be working as a team here or whatever. Like when he was talking to Carl for going outside, he was like, that's pretty stupid of you to go do something like that. And which I honestly thought it was stupid too. Why would you go out there by yourself and let nobody know about that?
Because she feels guilty.
She should feel guilty. The bitch did it. I bet her,
your voice is really going slow again.
All the women there, I bet he is most
you sound like you're scared at the moment, people.
The number one podcast.
Yeah, there's a sign there.
Now you sound better.
I didn't say anything.
No, but when you were talking, it literally sounded like this. Really weird. Just remember,
that sounds awesome.
Vote for him so he can buy better equipment. There you go. So, what we got left?
You want to read one more?
Yeah, what the hell.
All right, coming from James, he says, do you guys think they should just leave the prison or try and fight to save what they've all worked so hard on having at the prison?
Nope, leave.
Fight.
Oh.
Leave.
Yeah, you know they're gonna leave the prison. You know they cannot stay at that prison.
It's gonna become overrun and they gotta leave.
That could, but where else would they go?
Exactly. Another fucking prison, I don't care.
I would go to an island. Go to an island. Away from all this shit. Live on a beach with a coconut and shit. There you go.
I would say.
You'd stay. Of course you would, because you got to fight for what you made.
Yeah, I just couldn't give up that easily, especially with Judith.
Yeah, see? P1's a man. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, but they're not going to keep him there. They're going to force old people to leave.
Oh, of course.
Mark my words.
Yep, people are going to start dying. The shit's going to get overrun. They're not going to want to leave. They're going to try to fight, but they're going to start losing too many people, and they're going to have to leave.
True.
Well, I guess, but unless we got anything left to say, that is it. Anything left you guys want to cover that we haven't talked about? Obviously not. The podcast awards. Well, how about we... Sammy, do you want to do the honors with P1, or let P1 do the honors?
Let him do the honors. He probably knows it more about what's going on with that than I do.
Good point. Oh, no, Sammy, I'd love to hear your lovely voice say it.
Okay, well, Movie Spoilers have been nominated for Podcast Awards this year, so yay! They're just underscored on the movie? The movies? Entertainment?
Movie and film category.
The movie and film category. Please, please go vote. You can find that at podcastawards.com. Vote, vote, vote. You can vote once a day.
Yeah, November 1st. That's when the polls open up again.
Which is like a couple days from now.
Just a couple days. Yeah, Don't worry. All of us will be spamming it.
Thank you guys. Everybody voted and everything that got me nominated. Sixth place, not bad, I must say.
We wish you the best.
Yeah, so keep voting. Put him up. Make him number one.
So we can ride on his fame, alright? That's what we're here for.
That's exactly it. That's the only reason why I'm his friend. Shit.
You can put a towel on him and kill him.
Okay, new Max JJ. Alright.
Okay. That's a low blow.
When he becomes nice and famous, I'm gonna get my handicapped guy and make my, I already said my, what do I call it, Robot Knights podcast. You gotta watch, be on the lookout for that.
More Robot Cowboys Knights. Contender. Well, you know what? But let's end this. I've got stuff to do. I've got stuff to do and places to be, and I'm in a late fucking day. But yeah, you want to, Sammy? You always do the whole promotional shit. Throw out the promos.
All right, we are Dragon and the Wolf Show. You can find us on Facebook, Dragon and the Wolf Podcast. We have a website, DragonandWolfShow.com. We have a Twitter, Dragon and the Wolf Show. We're on iTunes, Podomatic, Dragon Wolf Show. Please share, like, subscribe. We got a YouTube, right?
Yes, we do. I can't remember what the fuck it is.
We're all on Facebook. Please like us, follow us, do whatever the hell you want. Please share. Add us. Share us with your friends.
Spread the word.
You can find me, Chicago John, at Chicago John the Bear.
I don't want you contacting me, so leave me the fuck alone.
Leave Wayne alone.
Don't find Wayne.
Unless you're hot, alright?
Yeah.
That's okay. And P1, I'm sure, people listening to this already know your shit, I'm sure. Movie Spoilers, podcast.com, go and vote for the man. Mm-hmm. You know him on Facebook, everything. But once again.
Yeah, everybody.
Everyone knows you.
Everybody.
If you want him to be the true number one, we need to get him that number one award so he will ascend and be the number one.
Quite right.
Oh, I'm guaranteed to make sure I'm going to win. I've already talked to marketing managers and shit about this right now. Whatever. We're already in touch of getting this done.
Awesome. Buy them out.
Yeah, I am. I really am. I really, if I got to go that far, I'll do it. I'll fucking do it. I made a promise. I said I have to beat Spill.
Yeah, guys, we have to beat Spill. We have to beat Spill.
There is no middle in between second, third place or whatever. No, I have to.
The name is phenomenal one, damn it.
Not yeah, phenomenal exactly. Two.
Phenomenal three.
Well,
each one of those podcasts.
I have to bail people, otherwise I'm going to be late as shit. I'm late enough as it is, so we have got to end this now before I turn a car and fucking kill you.
Jeez.
But yes, people, thank you for listening. Yeah, P1, thank you for joining us. CJ's already fucking left the bastard. Just like Tyrese. Just like Tyrese. Fucking take it.
He did say peace.
Peace. So, fucking bastard. And Sammy, thank you for joining us for another, Walking Spoiled? Or
Walking Spoiled.
Walking Spoiled.
Walking Dead Spoiled.
Hosted,
can I call Sammy the Walking Dead Spoiler? She's gonna be my Walking Dead Spoiler girl for me.
Oh god. Well people.
If you don't mind me, take it from you.
I'm ending this now, people. Thank you for listening, and until next week. Whatever. Goodbye.
Yeah, later, you bastard.